Seattle City Council members grilled police officials Wednesday about their use of force during recent May Day protests. Police made 16 arrests and used explosive devices to disperse the crowd at a so-called anti-capitalist rally late Friday night. Bruce Harrell heads the council's public safety committee. At Wednesday's public hearing, he questioned if officers chose the right approach to de-escalate the situation. And Harrell described some police actions captured on video as, quote, idiotic.
What I saw was marchers just marching, and I saw what looked like a police officer on a bike ram them from the front. Certainly not doing this for applause. I'm just telling you honestly what I saw. It looked unprovoked, and then after that, I'll call it sort of a tackling, if you will. It was like a ramming. Then several other officers did it, and then all melee broke out, and there was pepper spray, and things went completely sideways.
That applause came from several demonstrators who attended the May Day march. Several gave testimony against the police response, including Seattle resident Jerry Savage. He also videotaped part of Friday's protest.
You can see an explosion go off right next to me. You can hear me yelling, Jesus. You can hear people around me yelling, medic, 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 because they were injured. You can hear explosions going off all around. It was like a war zone. This was completely and totally unacceptable.
Police Captain Chris Fowler told council members their first goal was to keep the protest peaceful and allow demonstrators to exercise their free speech rights. But when someone in the crowd assaulted an officer, he said they had probable cause for an arrest.
After that arrest, and you can see it on that video, the crowd begins to physically assault officers with the sticks. They're throwing bricks, and that continued. And so as the crowd went from what I would say protest into a much more riot-type situation, then we used multiple different tools.
Three police officers were also treated for injuries. In a statement released late Wednesday, Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole said she was shocked and disappointed by Harrell's comments. She said they contradict the overwhelming positive feedback that police have received from the community. SPD says a review board will conduct an in-depth review of all officer actions and decisions, including every use of force. It's unclear when that report will be completed.